Hello and good evening.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed the Sounds of Silence track we played when we first came on. That really quiet, melodic sound. Just before the one that's just come on, which is Kiki Kill. Yeah.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome indeed. It's a hot, balmy night here, and I'm here as my penance, because obviously anyone who listened to last week's show will know that the mega mashup tracks that I brought along were quite frankly shit. And so I've been scouring my record collection, rooting through old Marillion albums and things like that to try and find the absolute mash of stuff I could find. And I hope I've done it, but, you know, you'll have to judge for yourselves. So, should we have some more music, Parasite?
We
shall. Bit of punk?
Yes, take it away.
One Down Day Punk!
I'd like to do a big shout out to everybody who came along to Toxic Dance Hall on Saturday night.
And what a night, I have to say. Parasite won't big himself up, so I'm going to do it for him. It was a fantastic set he played. D-Cat's set was amazing. The best set I've heard D-Cat do. Overall, really, really good. Really good atmosphere, really good crowd. Really good to see so many people out there for some really experimental sounds.
Yeah, apparently other venues in Bristol were just dead.
The insipid corpse of dance is finally dying. It's like a big fucking dinosaur and someone shot its brains out. It's taken like 10 years for it to realise it's dead.
Yeah.
Fucking looking forward to the corpse of dance falling finally.
Looking forward to the next event as well. But next up is Fanny.
Me.
With a track called Careful With That Crack, Jolene.
Thank you. Submariner tin can with my Dex and Dawson in my hand. With that porthole's I fear depth charge. With no crew left, my friend. Sonar. The counterfeiter said no. Counterfeiter said no.
Fantastic. I really do like Ivory Springer. That was Ivory Springer, obviously. I'm not just going to big up someone I didn't play. That would be madness. But they're playing a gig on the 30th, I think, at the Louisiana. I'll put a link up to their website where there's a list of gigs. So there's other ones, London, Cardiff, places like that. Urge you to check them out. Excellent, excellent local band.
Cool.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, what was it you were saying while that was playing? This is the breakcore of rock.
I just like the start of it. It was yeah. Quite choppy.
No, it's excellent. Right, what you got up next?
A track by Utabi, who hails from Japan.
Ah, from Bristol to Japan.
And he came to visit a while ago, back in March. It was very good. This track's called Orange Peel. We'll be right back.
Cool.
What is it about Japanese music? It kind of has rules of its own.
It does. They do their own thing. Well, it's from a completely different side of the world, man. You know, it's good. Diversity is good. You know, monoculture is shit. Well, that's what it boils down to. Although I had a big rant about this yesterday, so I'll try not to rant about it now. But the next track actually has got a slight story behind it. Somebody was asking me, Becca was asking me the other day what fuckstep was, and I don't know what fuckstep is. So I went to the online database, Wikipedia, and looked up breakcore, and they had breakcore, which was cool. And so in homage to that, we're going to play some really fucking early breakcore, and this is Atari Teenage Riot.
Yes.
Flush down the toilet.
Ha ha ha!
like to come on Barbie. I like to come on Barbie.
Wicked, that was Toe Cutter from Australia. That's Come On Barbie. Prior to that.
There's only one way to do it, Roman.
Mike, could you assist? Yeah, thanks, success.
I thought you were a DJ. Fucking hell.
You were supposed to fade that one out.
No, well, I would say something. No, what shambles. Yeah, that was a Tiny Teenage Riot. That one is one I bought off eBay.
It's still got a kick, that track, didn't it?
It's still got a bit of a kick, yeah. I mean, that was 96. And it's funny, because you look on the back, and it's really old, you know, like, there's only three of them in the band. And one of them now, sadly, Carl Crack is dead, you know, R.I.P. And in fact, on the back of the track, it's got a typically Alec Empire statement. It says, in quite big lettering, "What have we got? Fuck all!" Except now he has a large record label and a fucking ego the size
and nobody
of a truck.
Nobody buying his records either.
Well, that's his own fault, isn't it?
So how much did you pay for that on eBay, out of interest?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah, go on, I don't know. How much do you love Alec?
£6. It was a busy bid, all right, man. I wanted it. It was 96. It's an early 7-inch of theirs. Well, play some music.
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah.
That was wicked. That's more from Kiki Ill, who's from Australia.
You're saying what? That's a remix of a track from where?
Well, I can't pronounce the track title.
But it's, where's it from, though?
It's a Scandinavian rap band.
Where else are you going to hear a remix of a Scandinavian rap track by an Australian? But dialect, man. How fucking rocking are we?
That's great, man.
I've got a track lined up for y'all now.
And what might that be?
This is a track by a band called Pantera, and A Potted History of Pantera. Hey, Parasite, hogging the limelight. A Potted History of Pantera, they started out as a glam rock band, and that really wasn't working out for them. And let's be honest, glam rock wasn't really working out for anyone. So this is what they decided to do instead.
Wicked. Bring it on.
gonna say rise again, the fuckers.
Say it anyway.
Rise!
Oh, that's begging for a jungle remix.
Isn't that rocking?
I can't believe you've got a signed ticket and a plectrum.
I've known this record for a while, pulled it out and they dropped out from when I saw them supporting Megadeth years ago. And Megadeth were rubbish. And they rocked. And I met him in the bar.
Man, that's so cool.
Aren't they? In a not particularly cool way, if you see the photos of them. When they were glam. What's right. up next?
I'm going to play more Kiki Ill because it's just
fucking hell,
so
it's
good.
The Kiki Ill show.
You got to do a tequila slammer for this one.
Good.
It's great, isn't it?
Gringo.
Okay, yeah.
Why don't we have another track?
Before our 15-minute mega mashup.
Oh, is this
commences.
The last one before the mega mashup? 15-minute, you're an optimist.
15.
We're gonna crank it up to 15, aren't we?
Let's do 20.
Man, you're pushing it, dude. You're pushing the envelope, man.
What's up next?
We always said we'd never go over the 15 edge. Not the 15 edge, man.
What's up next?
Aren't you playing it now?
No.
No, I thought this didn't sound like that.
This is fill-in music.
Oh, right. Fill-in music. This is a track by a band called Low Entropy, and this is called Don't Let Our Dreams Die. Thank you.
of death. Cookie sort of from the dot of death. Cookie sort of from the dot of death. That's all death. Cookie sort of from the dot of death. I've been child with the necro sound. I've been child with the rasta brown. Dreadlocked with the undead. This is cookie sort of champ of dead. Now Zion belongs to me. Child death is all you see. John's death is behind me. I'm not the one, it's me. So fuck the light, just keep me the bar. My love is gonna pull up your heart. It's time to run out with the undead. To make it count.
Okay, that was Kuti Sada and Dance Hall of Death.
And we're not even in the Mega Mashup yet.
That's coming up, but he claims to be the king of experimental jiggy death metal.
He's also the queen of experimental jiggy death metal. He's also the best and the worst jiggy death metal track. I mean, he's the only. He's everything to do with it.
Yes.
Unless
but,
you know anyone else.
Next. The time has come.
I think it has. Well, last week, you know, I was taken down by the Mega Mashup. It knocked me down, but it's a grudge match and I'm back. And this time, I ain't settling for anything less than KO.
Yeah. Cause to live here.
I'm sure that you are familiar with all these sounds, but have you ever appreciated hearing them so much?
Produced through separate amplifiers, speakers, channels.
Yeah.
to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework.
And the household account, if your dad ever works it all out. Lunchtime's in the library, writing down the pipes and beats, copying an access code, gets a taste for home saving. Finishes of map making. Rotten leaves and rubber keys, random running letter screens, and 5 minutes, fingers crossed, hoping not to witness the terror of our tape loading error.
We bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework.
And the household accounts, if your dad ever works it all out. Dragon, Vic and Vic, Commodore 64, Amsterdam, and Acorn Electron, cheaper BBC Micro, Jester, Willy, Slater, Wolf, Lords of Midnight, Underworld, Doctor, Trans, and Man's Attack, and of course, Manic Miner, The Hobbit, and Night Lore, and Elite. It made a generation who can code, above all, before proper consoles. You all know that the games you get today, well, they might be very flash, but they'll never beat the thrill of getting through Jetpack. Oh, hey, 16K, what does that get you today? You need more than that for a letter. Old school RAM packs are much better. Personal computer games, your Sinclair, 16K, against some competition, right? And go to Dixon's and buy the Saturday stuff with loops that don't end.
We bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework.
And the household account, if your dad ever works it all out.
Hey, 16K, what does that get you today? Old school RAM packs are much better. Hey, 16K, what does that get you today? You need more than that for a letter. Old school RAM packs are much better.
16K, what does that get you today? What a fantastic track. And what a fantastic... Are we on?
We are on.
Oh, I've got the wrong fucking headphones on.
Dude, that was a great mega mashup, I have to say. I think you've redeemed yourself there, 606.
Why, thank you.
And I welcome you with arms open wide back into the Breakcore fold.
Oh, that's really sweet of you. Just to let you all know what you were listening to there, the first track was Sepultura. A record I bought actually around the corner at a fantastic little second-hand record shop in Clifton. I'll find a link to it and stick it up. Nice place. Following that was
What's the
Mighty Dormouse. Can't remember, sorry. It was Mighty Dormouse. And then that was Aaron Spector live DJ set, followed by Cheesney Hawks. And then finally a track called Hey Hey 16K. What does that get you today? You need much more than that for a letter. No, that wasn't all the title.
Yeah, and if you're about this weekend on the Saturday, it's Ashton Court.
Which is actually mandatory if you live in Bristol to attend, I'm afraid to say. That there are special police units who will be scouring the city during Ashton Court. And if you're found, you're going down.
Anyway, if you're near the blackout tent at 6 p.m. on Saturday, you'll be able to find me, Anarchist, and Kyra and Matthias will be doing a kind of audio-visual
German weird sound
experimental dance piece.
Yeah,
that will be worth checking out.
Absolutely, no, absolutely, it all sounds pretty cool stuff. And following that, so after filling up on dance, you can have us a an afters as a dessert. The Mighty Dissident Sound System are going to be doing an after Ashton Court party, and that's going to be at the Black Swan, and you're going to get in some really nice drum and bass, jungle tech, new school breaks. Should be very good.
Yeah, and downstairs in the main room, it's the double-decker Ram Jam.
It's the double-decker Ram Jam. Fantastic.
With Heatwave from London and Scrapulous as well.
That's local lad.
Yeah, that'd be a great night.
Fantastic.
So good stuff to come at the weekend. A big thank you to all our listeners tonight.
Yeah, thanks to our producer Mike in the corner there.
Yes.
And a quick shout out. Hello, Tess. How's it going? Apparently she listens, so.
A shout out to John and Sol, if he's if they're listening over the road.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. And thank you all for listening. And we'll be back
in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
Dialect from the Bristol Broadband Collective. Every Thursday from 7 till 10. On the net at bbc1.cjb.net.